Jimi Hendrix in full flight, the late great Jimi Hendrix off the album Boulders. Love, Axis. Tune called Little Wing. Eamon Darling in the house. It's Wine of the Week today. Tops at Lifestyle proudly presents today the Silver Rose 2023. I presume that is a bit of a play on the rosé, is it?
It is, Dave. Yeah, so, definitely.
What do we have to look forward to today, Eamon?
So, Dave, with this wine, and just to say thanks and welcome back. Great to be here again on the radio.
Yeah, we missed you, you know. I thought you'd been sent to Coventry.
I thought I drank too much wine and they put me away.
Well, there was, you know, a couple of weeks of no Eamon, and I thought, oh, I didn't, you know, I didn't push it too hard because, you know. But I'm glad you're back.
Oh, perfect. It's nice to let the ladies have a chat as well.
Exactly.
Let them have a break.
Exactly. But now we're back on form with the master of the... well, I was going to say, you know more about wine than most people, and it must be awfully difficult for you to single out every week a bottle that meets your very high expectations. But you manage, and today we're talking the Silver Rose Single Vineyard Grenache Noir. Now, that is a mouthful if ever there
was. It is.
Tell us about it.
It's a lovely, it's a individual grape varietal, Dave, from Ken Forrester, the Silver Rosé. It's 100% Grenache.
See, you called it the Silver Rosé.
Yes.
You see. Now, when I said, is it rose or rose? You tell me rose. Now, I sound like an oak from Benoni, which I am.
And I'm Irish, and I'm pronouncing wines like that. But it's the Silver Rose, or Silver Rosé. Rosé, I think, is a little bit more elegant.
Okay,
and if you look at the bottle, I think it adds to that to say rosé.
Yeah, but the picture on the label is a silver rose.
Yes.
So I suppose it gives you the option there.
It does.
Actually decide.
It does. It's a lovely... It's the style of wine that it is based on Southern Rhone French wines, Dave, where they use a lot of Grenache there for making the rosés. And at Ken Forrester Wines in... Where's the farm? The farm now is in the Helderberg, on the slopes of the Helderberg Mountain. It's a lovely scenic area. Nice cool climate as well. And the taste, when I first originally tasted this, you get a lovely soft, lovely refreshing, lovely cleansing. It's lovely strawberries and raspberries, a little bit of candy floss, all coming through. Very light, but yet on a hot day like today, glass after glass. It's made for our weather.
Okay.
This particular wine.
Well, why don't we take a splash, and while you're pouring, we'll have a little music to get into the mood with, and then we'll come back and explain exactly what we're tasting. Off the album Slap in the Face. And I've got to tell you, the uncorking of this bottle of wine was a very interesting experience, because it has the most elegant stopper. It's not a cork, it's like a glass stopper
in the top, Dave, and it looks like it's plastic underneath the stopper, but then it's sealed with plastic on the top, refined plastic, so it doesn't, no air can get into the bottle. Well, it's a tight, very tight seal for a glass stopper.
It's fantastic. Mm. Really, I mean, it's an elegant bottle. And let's just, well, here we go. We want you to imagine that you're sitting with us around a campfire, or possibly glancing out over the ocean in the latter part of the day as the sun begins to drop behind you over those hills. And here it is. It's the Forrester Silver Rose 2023 Single Vineyard Grenache Noir. Mmm. Wow.
It's a lovely one. It's spent 9 months on its lees, Dave, so it's got quite a lot of yeast contact in it, so that gives it that nice cleanliness and that fruit.
The fruit is there. And interestingly, it's not all terribly sweet fruit. It's strawberry, pomegranate, red berry. That's pretty much as they describe it. And the intent they describe is softly pink, elegant fruit-focused wine, but it has structure and body and a long finish on the palate. All of this almost contrary to the fact that you press the grape gently and drain off just the freshest free-run juice to produce this fantastic treat for a summer's day. There it is. What sort of price point are we talking?
Dave, it's not badly priced for what it is. It's $209. 210 rand a bottle.
So you're paying an extra $100 for that sexy stopper on the top.
Possibly.
But it is a nice bottle. That would be a nice gift for someone. You come to a, you know,
Valentine's coming up around the corner.
Well, I was thinking it's
and a nice box of chocolates.
Has that beautiful blush. It's a gorgeous looking bottle with a very lovely top. You will not throw the bottle away. This is one you're going to keep.
No,
because it's elegant. It's lovely.
You maybe use it as for maybe put a candle.
Well, many, many uses for a pretty bottle like that.
You know,
we live at the sea and you can decorate. Ah, here we go, arts and crafts. Get out of it. So this is it, and I presume you can taste it at Tops this weekend.
Yes, on Saturday, Sunday, both days from 12 to 2, we'll be tasting the Ken Forrester Silver Rose. And we'll also have, not to forget to mention, Forced Thursdays. We're back to Forced Thursdays now, to this evening, tonight. At the studios around the corner, where we will be tasting Proseccos. We're going to be doing Bottega and Valdo.
So Prosecco, which is very popular in Britain and becoming more popular worldwide, it's a kind of method champenois, like kind of, is it not really?
Like, they call it, basically, it's Italian sparkling wine. It's
like Spumante. Spumante.
They're known for Spumante and other sparkling Jacobazzi, that type of sparkling wines that they produce over there.
It's a fun fizz, end of the day treat.
Treat. That's it. So every day, it'd be our everyday drinking Prosecco, sparkling, well, yeah, I shouldn't say sparkling wine, but basically that's what it is.
Yeah, basically it's a lovely, clean, fun, it's, I won't say inexpensive, because depending on what you consider to be the
depends on which one you, depends on which brand that you buy, there's different prices, and because they're imported as well, so they carry a little bit of a price tag as well, but there's a good range, and there's a good medium body range of Proseccos that we keep as well, so. And they're all good quality. They're all very good quality Prosecco.
So you wouldn't keep anything that wasn't. I'm telling you now, you've got a reputation to maintain. Yeah. And you'll be able to enjoy a glass with Eamon and the team at the studios, the Lifestyle Centre, in just a short while, because you're moving from here to there.
Yes, at 5 o'clock, yeah.
We'll be and going. The Prosecco is all out and ready. Well, it's not poured yet, because it's got to be...
chilled.
Chilled, and you don't want to pour it too soon, because it'll lose its bubbles.
That's it. It'll fall down. A quick one there as well, Dave, that just to mention, to any of our customers that are out there, or for anybody in the Bellito area, I am setting up our own wine club. I've already got a list of names already, but if you want to be part of that this year, you're more than welcome to pop in. Leave your details in our book in store, your email and your contact details, and you can be invited to meet the winemaker. We haven't decided on the venue yet, we're still looking, but more than likely it'll probably be in store, or we'll probably do it at the studios, where we will meet a winemaker and he will discuss everything, what's happening at the farm to what's coming along down the year in the farms.
A great opportunity to expand your circle of friends and increase your circle of knowledge about wine, and a lovely subject to indulge in. So there it is. Thank you, Eamon. And what an exciting addition to your cellar, the Silver Rose 2020 or Silver Rosé 2023 single vineyard Grenache Noir from Ken Forrester Vineyards. Definitely a must sample this weekend at Tops, and then of course fill up your cellar while you can. Stocks are going to no doubt fly after this discussion. And there it is, the wine of the week, brought to you by Tops at Lifestyle. You're tuned to 88 FM Radio, Life and Style.